This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Icon chooses a new way to woo Yahoo.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Bob Moon in for Scott Jagow. Activist investor Carl Icahn bought up a bunch of Yahoo stock and started agitating for the company to sell itself to Microsoft. What he ended up buying is growing hostility from the entrenched executive suite at Yahoo, and now, just when it looked like he might not beat him, he's joining Yahoo's board. The settlement between the two sides heads off a showdown over control of the company at the August 1st shareholder meeting. But as Marketplace's Dan Gretsch reports, Icahn is still looking for a good return on his investment.
Billionaire investor Carl Icahn owns 5% of Yahoo, making him the company's second biggest investor. He's used that position to push for a sale to Microsoft and to try to remove Yahoo's CEO. This morning, Icahn gave up his most recent campaign to replace Yahoo's current board with a rival slate. Michael Gartenberg is with Jupiter Research. He says Icahn may appear to have lost these battles, but he's determined to keep on fighting. Icahn and two allies now have seats inside Yahoo's boardroom.
The walls have now been breached. Icahn didn't go through all this effort to get a seat on the board, to put two of his directors on the board, because he thought Yahoo's business was doing just fine as it was.
In a statement, Icahn said he will still push to sell Yahoo's search business or the company as a whole. Yahoo has been hurt by a softening ad market and competition from rival Google. Yahoo reports its quarterly earnings tomorrow. I'm Dan Gretsch for Marketplace.
The Swiss pharmaceutical giant Roche wants full control of Genentech, the largest maker of cancer treatments in the U.S. Roche already owns half the biotech giant. Now it wants the rest. Here's Marketplace's Stephen Beard in London.
Roche is offering almost $48 billion for the outstanding minority stake in Genentech. If it goes ahead, this will be the biggest pharmaceutical deal for 5 years. Some analysts say it looks like a smart move. With the dollar so weak, Roche will be gaining the rest of Genentech on the cheap. And Genentech is doing well. Its researchers have already provided Roche with their best-selling cancer therapies. But Jeff Goldfarb of the financial website Breaking Views has his doubts about the deal.
Genentech has really thrived at arm's length, even though it's been controlled by Roche. But taking 100% suggests that there may be some structural changes that could change the way things operate and maybe not deliver quite the same benefits.
He also believes that Roche will have a fight on its hands. The minority shareholders in Genentech will hold out for a much better price. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Profit fell for a fourth straight quarter amid more big losses at Bank of America, but today's results topped analyst forecasts. That makes Bank of America the latest big U.S. bank to beat estimates. Its stock is up nearly 9% today. And so it goes again for the stock market, still riding the wave of encouraging financial news. The Dow is up 50 points at this hour, 0.5%. The S&P 500 and the NASDAQ are starting the day up by similar percentage margins. Remember Janet Jackson's revealing wardrobe malfunction at the big Super Bowl halftime show in 2004? Well, a federal appeals court says it was federal regulators who malfunctioned. The three-judge panel ruled today the Federal Communications Commission acted arbitrarily and capriciously in issuing a $550,000 fine.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the Medtronic Foundation, partnering with Teach for America to bring math and science teachers to under-resourced public schools. More information at teachforamerica.org. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Sustainability Fund of the Tides Foundation, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
Congress will be debating this week whether to authorize what's essentially a blank check for mortgage giants Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. The administration's plan includes giving Fannie and Freddie borrowing rights from the Federal Reserve. And our friend Alan Sloan has some thoughts about that.
And now it's time for the Sloan Sessions.
Mr. Sloan is senior editor at large for Fortune magazine. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, Bob.
So it seems there's never a moment's rest for the Fed chairman. This time he's got a key role in the plan to backstop Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, and he's been doing all he can to reassure the markets. Let me quickly play you a comment that I heard go by on Capitol Hill last week from a member of the House Financial Services Committee. This is Democratic Congressman Michael Capuano of Massachusetts. He was telling Mr. Bernanke how instrumental he's been in saving us from a complete meltdown.
You have been the leader in this country in proving that taking action, taking bold action, sometimes action that's a little bit on the edge, helps the economy and is something that is necessary. And I think you're following in the footsteps of some people that really saved this country from disaster in the 30s.
So what do you say, Alan? I'm not suggesting Mr. Bernanke isn't a great guy, but is the Fed really all it's cracked up to be in saving us from the rest of the world here?
The Fed is doing the best it can, but it doesn't have the power and the clout that it used to have back in the day when the dollar was actually a real currency instead of something people were rushing to avoid in the rest of the world.
Well, on the other hand, we saw, once Wall Street had the chance to digest the backup plan, if you will, we saw Fannie and Freddie stock shoot way, way up. So that would suggest that the Fed does have a role here.
Well, just look at Fannie and Freddie. Look at their debt. The Fed, they're applying everything they have. And if you think of this in medical terms, the Fed is inserting all sorts of needles, trying to keep the patient going, and it's taking more and more medication. And the response is just not good.
What I think I hear you saying is that these financial institutions have been allowed to grow so large that the Fed effectively can't control them anymore.
Right. No one really controls Fannie and Freddie. But the Asian central banks now are enormous holders of debt of Fannie and Freddie and have been essentially financing the United States budget shortfall for years and years and years. And their clout is going up and up and up. I'm not telling you the Fed is nothing, but the Fed used to be the god of the financial universe, and it's now one of many, including the European Central Bank and these Asian central banks, which in some ways may well have more power than the Fed.
Alan Sloan, senior editor at large at Fortune magazine, thank you for joining us.
My pleasure.
And I'm Bob Moon in Los Angeles. We'd like to hear your thoughts. Click on the contact link at marketplace.org. And we appreciate you making us a part of your morning.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.